ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
कर्मणा
सिद्धिं यजन्त इह देवता क्षिप्रम् हे मनुष्ये लोके सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा काङ्क्षन्तः कर्मणां सिद्धिं यजन्त इह देवता क्षिप्रं हि मनुष्ये लोके क्षिप्रं हि मनुष्ये लोके सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा काङ्क्षन्तः कर्मणां सिद्धिं यजन्त इह देवता क्षिप्रं हि मनुष्ये लोके सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा काङ्क्षन्तः कर्मणां सिद्धिं यजन्त इह देवता क्षिप्रं हि मनुष्ये लोके सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा।
And therefore they worship the demigods. Quickly, of course, men get results from fruit of work in this world.
काङ्खन्त कर्मणां सिद्धिं यजन्त्य इह देवता क्षिप्रं हि मानुषे लोके सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा। जनरली पीपल आर कर्मजा। कर्मजा मीन्स वन हु वांट्स टू एंजॉय the fruits of the labor. Everyone in this material world, they have come to enjoy. So, therefore they are working so hard. We have seen in big cities, especially in the Western world, they are working very, very hard. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Jat Indriya Pritaye Aprinoti. न साधु मन में जतवा आत्मनयम क्लेशदा असन्नपि क्लेशदे आसो देह। पीपल डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड दैट बिकॉज वी हैव गॉट दिस मेटीरियल बॉडी दिस हैपनिंग दैट देयर वी आर spirit, aham brahmasmi, we are all spirit soul. But somehow or otherwise we have contracted this material world and we are bound up by our karma or creative result of creative activities, and the result is this body. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. We work in a certain way in contamination with the moods of material nature, and we get different types of body. These are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Why there are different types of body? Now we are sitting, say 100 men here. We have got different types of body. Not that everyone's body of the same type. Why? Why the scientists cannot reply this? But Bhagavad Gita replies. What is the reply? The reply is karanam guna sangha asa sadasa joni janmasu. We have got different types of body from different types of mother. So karanam guna sangha asa, mother means joni and father means bijo. Yathajani yathabijam. Our birth is taking place according to the mother and the father. Yathabijam yathajani. So, we are getting different types of body, human body, or animal body, or demigod body. This is due to karana. What is the reason? Karana guna sangha. We are associating with different modes of material nature by our karma activities. Therefore, there are division of karma. Chatutvarnam maya sistam guna karma vibhag. That is also creation of God. Chatutvarnam guna karma. It is very subtle subject matter. According to guna and karma, we are getting bodies, and we are preparing also next body according to this guna and karma. So, if we change our guna and karma, then we can again regain our spiritual body. This is the process. Guna, and in Bhagavad Gita it is also advised, Trayguna Visayabhida Nishtrayguna Bhavad. We have to transcend the gunas, the infection of these material qualities. It is naturally happening. God's, I mean to say, machine is so perfect that it is automatically taking place. Prasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate. Shakti, God's energy, Krishna's energy, is so perfect that it is automatically being done. We have got some experience nowadays. The pilot is sitting in front of the airplane, and there are very fine electronic machines, and he is pushing one button. Immediately the wings is working, it is going down, it is very in a delicate position in the air. A little mistake in the pushing of the button, the whole plane may be crashed. So Nowadays, scientists, they have invented so many fine machineries that it is working very nice. We came from London to Bombay in 8 hours. So this is very nice. But at the same time, we should appreciate that how much nice machinery is there, which is conducting the whole cosmic activity. So that is stated in the Vedas that parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate sabhaviti jnana balakriyat. Krishna's knowledge is so perfect. Krishna said, maya dhakshena prakriti sriyate sacharacharam. This nature's work is vaiva, not whimsically, but under the guidance of pushing the button of Krishna, by Krishna. It is not that any scientist can understand that no machine, however nicely made, finely made, without pushing the button, it cannot work. So, the huge machinery of the cosmic manifestation, which is working so nicely and perfectly. Our Dr. Swarup Damodar has mentioned in his book very nicely. So, there must be some brain, or big scientist, even Professor Einstein, he also admitted. So there is brain. That brain is Krishna. That brain is Krishna. So, people are working in the previous verse we have discussed. Ye yathamam pravartante tam sutaiva bhajamaham. Krishna is the Supreme Father. He is very loving Father. So, He has given freedom to His sons. We are all sons. Omivam Sajiva Bhuta. Aham Bija Pada Pita. Krishna says, I am the Bija Pada Pita. Material nature is the mother. Mamojani Mahat Brahma. Aham Bija Pada Pita. So, the original father is Krishna. And mother is his material nature. So I am the soul, spirit soul, very minute position. My magnitude is very, very small. That is also given in the Shastra. Tisadra satavadasya satadakalpitasya. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. That is my magnitude. So that bija, that spiritual spark, is given by Krishna. And the material nature, kiti apu anora vayu khaṁ mana buddhi rivaca. This body is in this way we have got. So, because we are now in the material world, we have got the propensity to enjoy, to exploit the resources of material nature. Krishna has given us the opportunity. Therefore he said in the previous verse that Jiva Thamam Prabhadant. If you want, because material nature is also Krishna, or Krishna's energy. Not Krishna, Krishna and Krishna's energy, there is no difference. That I have explained last night, that is the fire and heat, that is the same quality. In the heat there is warmth, and the fire there is warmth. Still the heat is not the fire. This is called inconceivable, simultaneously one and different. This is perfect love. Everything is one with the Supreme, and at the same time it is different. This is perfect philosophy given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Achinta bheda ved tattva. So, here, in this material world, people are trying to endure. Therefore, Krishna says, Tankantya Karmanan Siddhi. Everyone is working very hard. Any business he's doing, he's praying, my Lord, give me the opportunity that I may get success in my business. But Krishna is giving. That is also very nice. If a person desiring some material profit, remembering Krishna, that is also welcome. Welcome, because he is not atheist. Atheist that man, even for material success, they do not pray to God. But theist class, one who has got background, pious activities, he is called theist. Impious, sinful activities or sinful man cannot remember even God. Namang duskitinam murha prapadante naradhama. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punyakarma. So, to remember even God, even go to God in temple or mosque or church and pray to God, give me this benefit. That's why Christian way of worshipping is, O God, give us our daily bread. Hindus also go to temple and pray to God that give me some profit. I am a very poor man. So Krishna says that is also welcome. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukriti na arjuna. Ato vidya arjuna. Ato arthati. Yes. Atma Vidyasu Gyanita Bhartas. This is not pure devotee, but they are pious. One who goes to the temple and prays to God for some material profit, they are also pious. They are not sinful. But those who are sinful, they do not go even to the temple. They think, what is this temple now? We shall earn money. Our present government is encouraging this method, that why should you go to temple and waste your time? If you want money, then take to industries, work hard like an ass, and you get money. That is the policy. But Srimad Bhagavat says, no, this is not good. To work so hard like dogs and hogs, they especially, Srimad Bhagavat has mentioned the word hog, pig. Nayana diha diho bhajana niloke kastana kaman arhati virvujanaji. Big means stool. Stool, bhujan. The one who eats stool, that means the pigs. So, they are working very hard, day and night, to find out where is stool. How to eat, how to eat, how to this, how to sleep. This is it. But actually, human life is not meant for that purpose. And to reduce some work, sometimes we think that let me go to the temple, if God or some demigod becomes very pleased upon me, then quickly I shall get the benefit. That is a mentioned here. Kankanta karmanang siddhi. This is also mentioned in the Vedas, that if you want success in this line, then worship this demigod. If you want beautiful wife, then worship Uma. If you want this, yes, they are all listed. I don't remember just now, but these are recommended. These are recommended. Therefore, according to Vedic system, if you worship some demigod for some particular purpose, that is recommended. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the antavastu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamedhasam. Antavastu phalam tesam. If you get some profit, material profit, you can get it very easily. That's what he says. Kankanta karmanang siddhi jajanta yudevata kipram himanusu loke. Just like that is the difference between worshipping Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the demigod. There are many examples. Just like Lord Shiva, one human, or a devotee of Lord Shiva. But generally, we find in the sastras, just like Ravan. Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Recognized. But he is accepted as a demon, Rakshas. Although he was a great devotee, Mahishasura, he was also a great devotee of Goddess Durga. But it is described as Asura. So, according to Shastra, it is said that there is two divisions of men, Deva and Asura. Deva means the devotee of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva, asurastat viparya. It is very interesting. By worshipping different demigods, we get immediate result. Just like the Bhasmasura. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, and when Lord Shiva was perfectly worshipped, he wanted to give him some benediction, and he asked Lord Shiva that, please give me this benediction, that on the head of anyone, if I place my hand, immediately his head will be gone, vanished, vanquished. The Lord Shiva is known as Ashutosh. Ashutosh very quickly, very easily becomes pleased. That is Lord Shiva's great qualification. And if anyone wants anything, even if he is very obnoxious, he grants. All right. Take it. So, Lord Shiva gave him the benediction. Yes. I give you this. So then, he wanted to taste it. So he said, sir, let me place my hand upon your head. So Lord Shiva was in danger. You see? Then he went to Lord Vishnu, please save me. This man took benediction from me, and now he wants to place his hand upon my head. So Vishnu Maya is very intricate. So Lord Vishnu saved Lord Shiva and informed the devotee, this is not possible. Why don't you test by touching your own head? Then as soon as he placed his hand in his own head, his head was cleansed. So, here the people want to take immediate some benefit by worshipping different demigods, but she does not know what is the reason. Neither the demigods know. Therefore, Krishna says, we'll find in the 8th chapter that antavattu phalam tesa tad bhavati alpamedhasa. Alpamedhasa means one whose brain substance is very small. This is very true. According to brain substance, what is called cerebrum or something, the technical. I was a student of psychology. Our professor, Dr. Akbar, said that the biggest brain is, by practical psychology, it has been tested 64 ounces. And that is the highest brain substance. But for woman, it is never more than 36 ounces. So they have tested all these practical psychologies. So here the same word is used. That alpa medhas. It is very technical. Alpa means very little brain substance. Those who have got very little brain substance, they try like this. Kam kam takarmanana siddhi jajante yodhi. Why little brain substance? He is getting profit from the demigods. Brain substance little means he does not know what is his actual aim of life. He does not know. Nati vidu sartha gatini Vishnu. Those who are trying to be happy within this material world, worshipping different types of demigods and taking benefit very soon. But he, because his brain substance is very little, he does not consider it that how long I shall enjoy it. How long I shall enjoy it. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartinamarjuna. Even if you, by activities, pious activities, or worshipping different demigods, you go to the Brahmaloka, where the standard of life is very, very great. Life is very, very great. So that is not permanent. But our problem is that we are permanent, eternal. And we are trying to be happy in the non-permanent condition of life. This is called less brain. My problem is that I am the spirit soul. Nitya sāsvata. Amitana sāsvata. Nahannate hannamāne sarīre. I do not die even after the annihilation of this body. Then where is my eternal body? This question should be raised by the human form of life, atāta brahma jigyāsa. But instead of atāta jīvasya tattva jigyāsa, jīvasya, the only business is what is the aim of life, how I shall be eternally happy, how I shall get my eternal life. That is the problem. But they do not consider the real problem. They think, immediately I require some money, so let me worship Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, Goddess Buddha, or Ganesh, or Surya. There are so many recommended. That is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita, that tad bhavati antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedhasa. But people are, they do not care. Of course, those who are worshipping demigods, apart from that there are many actions, they don't care for anything. They want simply sense enjoyment. That, it is said that you can get some immediate profit by worshipping different demigods. That is all right. But that is not your permanent benefit. Because karmana, you are creating karmana and siddhi, you are getting some profit by your karma, creative karma, but you are creating another life, which you enjoy. The fruitful result of this karma, you'll have to wait for next life. So next life means another material body. The another material body means another tab of suffering, another chapter of suffering. That they do not understand. Therefore, Isabde is advising that this is not good. Don't be engaged in karma, creative activities. If you be engaged in creative activities, karma, then you have to accept another material body. That may be a cat's body or dog's body or demigod's body or body you'll have to. But as soon as you have a material body, then you'll suffer. The one who does not understand this philosophy, he is called alpamedhasam, poor fund of knowledge. Poor fund of knowledge. Real problem is, as Krishna says, janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosham dasam, that I am implicated with this process of repetition of birth and death. And after birth, there is suffering, old age, disease. He does not consider it. He thinks this is natural. Though it is unnatural. One who does not understand it is also made as a poor partner. So, Bhagavad says therefore, your life, if you have got desire also to enjoy this material world, then Bhagavad says, apama sarvakama va moksha kama udaradi tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam purush. This is the recommendation. That akama. Akama means devotee. A devotee has no desire. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nadhanangana jadangana sundarim kavitang vajagadhi sapam. Materialistic question, they what they want. They want dhana, riches, wealth, and many men to control. Someone wants big factory, someone wants to become political leader, follower, many followers, and so on, so on. Janam. So these are material desires. Dhanam means money, and janam means follower, either family, or followers, or leaders like that. Dhanam, janam. Nadhanam, najanam. Another is sundari, wife, very beautiful wife. This is karmaja. For me, they want these three things. Money and many men upon whom he can command hukum denwar. So, and very nice wife, quality wife. So, Maha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, I don't want it. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, bhagavati, satam. No, I don't want it. Then mukti, take mukti. No, no, that also I don't want. This is bhakti. Bhakti means he does not want anything. Wanting means dharma karma, yeah. What is called? Dharmartha, kama, moksha. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. People want to become religious. because they think, this is also fact, by becoming pious, religious, you get material happiness. That's a fact. Janmai Satya Sutta 3, four things you can get by pious activities. You get birth in very nice family, aristocratic family, or Brahman family, Brahman Kshatri Vaishya family, or rich family, Janma, or rich nation. I say that for this American, that you are born of this rich nation, that is also a result of pious activity. Because Janma, Janmai Sadya Sutta Sri, and wealth also, the Americans have got immense wealth. That is also a result of pious activity. And Janmai Sadya Sutta, education. They have got the highest education. Now they are going trying to go to the moon planet, or they have gone. That is education, scientific education. And Sri, the beautiful world. All Americans, you have seen so many boys and girls here. They are beautiful. So this is not ordinary thing. This is due to pious activities. Janmai Sadya Sutta Sri. Therefore I request them that materially you have got all benedictions. Now utilize these benedictions for developing your dormant Krishna consciousness, then you are perfect. Then you become perfect. So anywhere where these facilities are there, Janmai Sadya Sutta Sri, instead of going down to hell, let them utilize it for getting the favor of the Supreme Personality of God. That is purpose. Therefore, Bhagavad Ilam Nipamsa Tapasa Sutta Sava Tapasa Chabuddhi Dattaya, charity, intelligence. So, anyone who has got all these aspects, so how it should be utilized? Avichita artha, infallible decision has been made. What is that? Jaduttama sloka gunanubanna. Just try to glorify the Supreme Lord. With your money, with your intelligence, with your power, with your influence, whatever you have got, education, departmental knowledge, try to glorify the Supreme Lord. Then it is perfect. And if you spoil it, or simply sense gratification, this is not good. Why it is not good? I am enjoying life. Why it is not good? No, he says, nasadumanne jato atmana ayam asannabhi kresate asadeha. If you be engaged in this creative activities to enjoy this material world, then you will have to accept another material body. Karmajan Siddhi, another material body. And if you accept another material body, then you have to accept again death, again old age, again disease. So what is the benefit? That is not benefit. Therefore Bhagavad says that even if you have got desire to enjoy this material world, still you take shelter of Krishna. Akama sarvakamama moksakama udharati. Tibrena bhakti yogena jadeta paramampurus. Purushottam. Paramampurus or purushottam, the same thing. It is differently placed on the. The purushottam is Krishna. So, if you have got some material desire, Krishna will fulfill. But don't worship jajanta iha devata. Iha devata. Yoha means this material world. Yoha. Devata. All these demigods, beginning from Brahma, Brahma, Shiva, Lord Shiva, all the devotas, Indra, Chandra, Surya, they are all Iha Devata. They are also living entities like us, not Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is not Jiva Tattva. But Brahma is Jiva Tattva. So, Iha, the particular word is used here, Iha, because as this material world will be finished, similarly, the different planetary system occupied by the different demigods, they will be finished. And the demigods will be also finished. And then he will be also finished. Therefore it is called Iha. Jānti deva vrata devān pitri jānti pitri. So, but your problem is eternal life. Why you should engage Iha Devata? Because Iha Devata means Iha will be finished, Iha Devata will be finished, he will be finished, everything will be finished. But your problem is how to come to the eternal point. That is stated also by Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita, that janma tanma medipam jo janati tattata taktat dehaṁ punar janma. Not Iha. Then there, it is spiritual one. If you simply try to understand what is Krishna, then the result will be that after giving us this body, no more material body. Takta dehaṁ punar janma nahi. No more. That is equal. But they do not understand it. They want quick result for some sense gratification, but implicates himself in the tangle, entanglement of getting again birth and death that is going on. So Krishna consciousness movement is the most beneficial welfare activities to the human society, because by awakening them to Krishna consciousness, they are saved from this danger of repetition of birth and death. Thank you very much.